Welcome to Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. Three stupid guys are here, and one has said he was going to be here 2 minutes ago, which was 15 minutes ago. It's on Russ time. He's the Canadian, and he has his own watch. How's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
Going good, you know, excited about the holidays.
About the holidays?
Sure.
We have anybody in chat? I just clicked on it.
He's the Canadian, and he has his own watch.
Well, that's good. My other computer just kicked on with...
classic show start. So, and
well, it has stupid in the title, so no one can... I mean, if you're going to give us a bad review, you can't sit there and go, oh, because they make mistakes, because it says stupid right in the title.
But sometimes we make pretty good picks, you know? So
and just to say, Russ said it's not there. It's not there. Send me the link.
No, he's talking about tacos or hamburgers.
I'm recording. Can someone send him the link?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on it.
He can't find it. So there we go. Such a professional. So, you know, it's only 20 minutes late. So that's not bad. Hey, there you are, Russ. Only 20 minutes late. That's good.
You got a D in today's class, buddy.
Anyway, we just got started talking, and I wanted to talk about DeSean Jackson. I recorded three podcasts yesterday, so the only part I saw was the Matt Castle got stopped on third down and long, and so the Dallas is punting with a minute 24 left. DeSean Jackson gets the ball at about the 25-yard line and then runs backwards.
Yeah.
Backwards about 20 yards and then fumbles the ball. And I just put it on my phone real quick because I had to go back up and record again. And I said, might have been the stupidest play I've ever seen in the NFL. I don't know what he was thinking. Did you guys see the play?
I saw it live. I saw it go down. I said, what were you doing? It's unfathomable. I mean, you're never going to get around that. I mean,
well, all you have to do is go forward.
All I had to do is just get down.
Yeah, because like, they would have had to do ball, like, at the worst, the 25-yard line, right?
Right. Yeah, or the 20-yard line.
And then I see the final score. How'd they score all these points with a minute 24?
It was crazy. What a crazy end. I mean, two times in a row, Monday Night Football comes off with, like, the exciting finish. And Sunday Night Football, we can just forget about that one.
But I was just like going, wow, what a terrible play. And just, that's why he was let go with Philadelphia, because he had the history of doing things, stupid things, a tremendous talent.
Well, not according to LeSean McCoy.
Oh, well, that's true. LeSean McCoy has a different take on it.
Theory.
Theory on it. But no, I was just shaking my head going, because he was playing, the crowd standing up, the crowd's going crazy, all the Washington fans going crazy. He wanted to make it, you know, he wanted to be the hero. Which is fine if you have the chance to be the hero, but if not, you got to be smart. You just got to make the, you know, what's best for not you, what's best for the team. And I thought it was a bonehead play. And since we're talking about the Washington Dallas, we might as well talk about the whole division. What a great division that is. What do you guys think?
This is a landfill.
First one to six wins gets in the playoffs.
This is how bad the division is. The Chargers are 3-8 and playing terrible. If they were in that division, they'd have a chance to win it. And they probably, if they were in that division, they probably wouldn't be 3-8 because they could probably beat those teams. That's how bad they are.
Yeah, it's just a cluster nightmare. I mean, I think Mike's theory at the beginning of the season was that once when you think that they're going to win, don't pick them. And then the ones that you think absolutely they're going to lose this, no way the Eagles go in to Foxborough after a Patriots loss and win. You know, nope, you needed to pick them. That was
the
money.
What's funny, I'm looking at our original picks. I had the Eagles, Russ had Dallas, Matt had the Eagles, and Mike had Dallas. We can all still win.
Yeah.
Any other year, these teams should be out of the playoffs, thinking about next year, thinking about the draft. But we can still win. We could still win that division. That could be one I get right. I did pick Carolina, so, and I picked the Cards. Actually, I'm doing pretty good in this. Cards, Green Bay, Carolina, and the Eagles. I could sweep the NFC.
You AFC, can come back with some big bonus points there.
Miami, Baltimore, the Colts, and San Diego.
Colts still have a chance. So, but I knew there, I knew there was no way that they were going to go into Pittsburgh and win that game. So they just did not have a good record. They've only won like two games there in the last 60 years or something.
If they joined NFC, they'd have a one-game lead.
They would. But it's just, I mean, I guess, I mean, I remember the Chargers when you were, went 8-8. You can only do what you can do. If you win the division, it was last year that Carolina got in at 7-9.
Right.
And won a game. So, and a couple years ago, who was it, New Orleans? Was New Orleans won the division and won a game?
I think it might have been Seattle back then.
Seattle? Okay, yeah, it was Seattle. I really think they should pass a rule. If you're not at least 500, you can't make the playoffs, and they take the next best team.
You got to be 500.
I think you have. Ride. Yeah, I think you have to be 500. Exactly. You have to be 500 to go to the playoffs.
Well, maybe this year, you know, all of the owners will decide to go against Jerry Jones and who owns the Giants?
The Morrow family.
The Morrow family. That sounds really intimidating.
I just watched something on it was at the NFL Network. They talked about how they decided to move from New York to the Meadowlands. It was actually a pretty interesting story. How the people from New York were ticked off at first, but they still call them the Giants, so they were happy and all that stuff. Russ, are you alive? You there? Can you hear us, Russ?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, everybody's been waiting for you.
Yeah. They've been holding their breath.
Listeners in the
chat. That's all right. While setting up my computer, I whacked my funny bone and my elbow's killing me.
Well, it's a tough sport podcasting. Sometimes you've got to suck it up and deal with it. And then I really want to talk about the Pats losing two in a row because I posted on Twitter, just look at the flowers, Patriot fans. Just look at the flowers. I don't think they're – I mean, Mike, you probably know this. When was the last time they lost two games in a row? Because I know fans are jumping off the cliff. They're like, oh, my God. They're on the edge of the building going, we're terrible. We're terrible. We're horrible. When was the last time anyone –
probably the year that Tom Brady was out when they went 11-5.
Yeah, that could have been it, yeah. It just, I couldn't believe it. I was watching the Charger game at the time, which was really exciting. And I just couldn't believe, I just was like, wow, they're losing? And the Patriots, I'd go on Twitter and just see the Patriots fans. Wah, 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 wah. I mean,
incredible turnaround of events. And I didn't get a chance to watch very much football on Sunday. Actually, the choices of the games to watch I thought were kind of pathetic. So I finally just tuned into the Patriots game in time to see some of the most incredible plays. I couldn't believe the interception, you know, followed by the two run backs. I mean, and then they had three in the whole game against them. I mean, I thought for sure somebody on their special teams would be fired.
I said when the punt got blocked, I said Bill Belichick just cut the punter. Figured that was what happened. But what I found funny is New England always has a chance to win the game. Here's the Eagles running the ball. All the guy had to do was really just fall down. They would have ran 40 seconds off the clock. He's fighting for an extra yard when he still needs 4 yards for the first down. I guess you'd say, okay, you keep fighting. But then he fumbled the ball. I go, you deserve to lose the game. You deserve to lose it. And all of a sudden, all these Patriot fans on Twitter were like, hey, we got a chance. You know, they're all excited and stuff like that. But they kept dropping. They just kept dropping the ball.
Well, hey, after seeing that that Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers touchdown at the end of that Hail Mary that just worked, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Mike and I, we picked Green Bay. So that Hail Mary was felt around
I'm watching. I'm babysitting my grandson. It was Thursday night, and of course I'm at Jay and Colleen's house. And they don't have TV, and so I'm on the internet. I said, oh, "Let me watch this game." So we're done doing something. So I'm watching the game last 3 minutes, and as the face mask penalty. Now you always want to talk about the face mask penalty. Face mask, good call, bad call, weak call,
terrible call. I didn't like it at all.
The injured Russ says terrible call. Mike?
It's a little tough when it's live action. It seems like easy to say it's a bad call when it's like close-up review and you get to watch it slow-mo speed.
Yeah. When I saw it live, I thought it was a good call. I mean, it's one of those things where you go, you go to the ref, go, wow, okay, how do you call that? But I thought at the time it was a good call. Is this something they should make reviewable? But even the announcers are saying, oh, that was a good call. I said, I don't know how you can say that's a good call. He kind of went by his face mask, but he didn't grab it. I know it's Aaron Rodgers, so he's going to get special treatment. But
I just don't think that's the face mask penalty like that. I don't think that's the spirit of the rule for what the face mask penalty is for.
Yeah, like I said, there was a penalty in the Charger game where the guy was going down and we tapped him on the head and they called 15-yard penalty. I go, come on. God, it's not Man. Did you forget it's not Manning back there? It's Osweiler? What's the deal? But I just... But then you see the play, and then as the play, I'm watching on my computer, and then they go to the play. I see Rodgers scrambling, almost gets sacked, and I see him scramble out, and then my computer feed cuts out. So I get back on, reboot it, and I see Packers jumping up and down. It took me like a minute, and I'm like going, oh, this must be a replay of some touchdown. Early, I go, wait a minute, it's just 26-23, whatever the score. I go, how did the Packers win this game? What's going on here? And so then I finally see the play. I go, oh, my God.
Yeah, pretty incredible.
It was an incredible play. And I said, and Tucker disagreed with me, but I don't think there's many quarterbacks that could have made that throw.
Well, I don't know. We could probably count on one hand how many quarterbacks would have made that throw.
Aaron Rodgers, Alex Smith, Matt Cassel, Matt Leinart.
Don't forget Sorgi.
Sorgi, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I said there's no way. I'm a Philip Rivers homer. There's no way he could have made it. A healthy Tony Romo couldn't have made it. Eli Manning couldn't have made that throw.
All right, Tom Brady could have made that throw.
No, Tucker said yes. I said no. Okay. It was like 70 yards, and it was the thing that made the throw. It wasn't a floater. It was a bullet. I mean, I think that's what made the play. It was just a bullet. Agree, disagree?
It was held by the Angels of Wisconsinites.
Anyway, I just said, just an amazing play. But again, because Saturday night I was watching the Aztec game playing Air Force, and they have a rule in college football: if you target a player with your head, if you lead with your head and try to target a player, you get disqualified. You're out of the game. Well, they gave this Aztecs cornerback, their best player, defensive player, they said disqualified. And you're watching the replay going, what did he do? But they review the play. Before they throw him out, it's reviewable. They reviewed it and said, they picked up the flag and said, no, they made a mistake. I mean, I don't want...
Must have been like targeting.
It was targeting. Yeah, targeting, because he was leading with his head, but he didn't. He kind of hit it. It was just one of those calls you go, I don't know what you're calling, but, you know, it's fast, boom, boom, but at least they have the thing where they can go, because it's a big play, it's a big call, have something where they can review it. I'm kind of against this whole reviewing everything, but I think on that play, if Detroit still had a challenge left, they should have been able to challenge the face mask penalty. I think the league needs to go to that. I'll keep saying week after week, pass interference. And there's the play where the Chargers receiver, he's laying there.
I just think with as much technology and everything, all these camera angles and everything that they have nowadays, I mean, there's no reason why, you know, if a referee thinks that he saw something and he's not 100% sure that, you know, they should be able to review it. I mean, we were talking about that about hockey. I mean, there's sometimes I wish we had the option of a replay to look at something, because sometimes what your eyes see isn't really what's there, you know, and I mean, your eyes do play tricks on you sometimes. And I mean,
sometimes you're not in the right position.
Right. And I mean, at that point, that face mask penalty was a huge crucial call where I think you either need to, that's one of those where you need to make sure that you're 100% right. And, you know, that's the way it is. I'm not saying that every penalty you want to be 100% right on, but, I mean, at that juncture in a game, I think it's so, you know, I think you want to be on the threshold of, like, 100% instead of floating in this gray area.
Yeah. Well, it happened twice in the Charger-Denver game where Charger receiver caught the ball. He got nailed in the head, helmet to helmet, and the guy, as he was tackling him, turned his head around and the guy was on the field for like 20 minutes, and he left the game, which left the Chargers two receivers for the rest of the game. But I said, how did they not see that? They see the little swat to the head where Osweiler ducks, and the guy went over the top and just brushed his top of his head. That's 15 yards. But later on, Melvin Ingram of the Chargers nailed Vernon Davis. It looked square. I mean, I saw clear as day, and they didn't call that. So, again, the game is so fast, and, you know, we're on these referees for making calls, bad calls, and stuff like that. But I just think, like Russ said, it's just sometimes they just don't see it. I mean, so you're sitting there wondering, but we're sitting at home on our couch. We see 15 different replays. You know, well, how did they miss that call? But, you know, it's like the face mask penalty. I know some people are saying, Becky said the finger was stuck in his mask. No, I saw no finger. He just.
Yeah, no, that happened. That happened with Talib against the Colts the other day. His finger was just stuck in his face mask.
Yeah, and it got stuck in his eye, right?
It did. So the eye actually bit it. So
yeah, some of it is agree that the finger was stuck in the mat. I just think it was just the way Rodgers snapped back to try to avoid the getting tackled. It made it look worse than it was. But
I think there was I think there was a second quarterback on the grassy knoll that actually threw the football.
but is it on the Lions? Because I said this because my wife and I were watching the game and Melvin Gordon fumbled, and it looked like his knee was down. And it came back. They said they were ruling on the field with a fumble. They came back, ruled it was a fumble. And I go, I don't care. I don't care. I'm just not gonna get mad about it. I just don't. At this point in the season, kind of like Mike with his Dolphins, you just stop caring. And she said, I go. This is the problem. Bad teams can't overcome the calls. Mm-hmm. Good teams can overcome bad calls.
Right.
But you know, it's just when you're playing bad and you're losing, every bad call goes against you. So the bad call against the Lions, they still had a chance to knock. I mean, they gave up a 61-yard touchdown catch, no seconds left, and Rodgers threw it 70 yards. Is it on them or is it on the referee who made a call that we all thought when it was live was a good call?
But at that point, once he gets a 70-yard Hail Mary, you're like, who cares about the calls?
good game all around. We'll just take care of things and go.
See you next year, Detroit.
I mean, the only reason I picked Green Bay is I couldn't fathom how they could get beat by the Lions.
I was getting a little cocky on Twitter. the Lions were up 20-0 late in the third quarter, and I'm like going, who picked Detroit? Who picked Detroit?
I think he sent that after it was like 7-0 Detroit. After like
well,
five
I, start, I started, but then I kept seeing the score. I go, oh, yeah. But as my season is gone, a face mask penalty and a – which is funny. It's one of those – you're watching the play where they're throwing the ball around. You know, it's worked twice in the last 30 years. Once for – Cal Stanford game and the one against Duke Miami game. Oh, this is not good. Just end the game. This is over. I've won. And then you go, oh, penalty. Oh, you still got to get 60. You still got to go 70 yards. No time left. No. It's what happens to me. But I did want to comment. There was kind of a talk about the Tucker's defending the Patriots fans and about being bandwagon fans. I think I've said this 1,000 times, every team has their diehard fans. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, Russ, yeah. Diehard Kansas City fan. Matt, even though you suffered a few times, diehard Colts fan. Mike, even suffering for...
Yeah.
Since you... Well,
I'm a diehard fantasy football fan.
When were you born?
79.
So you've never witnessed your team winning a Super Bowl. So they don't count.
Nope.
You can't.
They barely
count
get
those.
To the playoffs.
Russ, you weren't born when the Chiefs won a Super Bowl, right?
No, yeah. But
I was.
Although after reffing hockey, sometimes I feel like it.
Okay. Matt, you saw your team win a Super Bowl.
I was on this podcast, I think, at the time.
Hey,
podcast when I saw them lose. That was the worst.
Matt has seen a couple years of struggle. He's seen them win. He's seen them use an ace quarterback of Manning and use the ace quarterback of Sorgi. How many of us can actually say that we've seen all that in our lifetime?
Well, Jack can see a Super Bowl parade. Carolina Panthers should be winning one in January.
I won't be at the parade. I'll have my Charger hat on. They'll throw things at me.
Candy. Yeah. Candy.
No, it won't be candy. It'll be rocks.
Oh. That's how they were. Suck and on this.
And I've seen my team go to one Super Bowl, which was pretty amazing. It was just an incredible thing.
But Jack, you're going to like the dark side. Like, I mean, you're like, this is the scariest thing for any fan to go through.
Oh, what, wait till San Diego moves, he's coming to Pats fan.
I made a decision when I was in Jacksonville. I said, if they keep the Charger name, I will stay a Charger fan, but I'll never call on the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm kind of leaning that it's probably like, it's like, I think
what
it's
if 50, they take it, the S off and it's just Charger, Los Angeles Charger. Charger.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
They can call them the Dodge Chargers, and I'd be okay. I'd be okay with it. But no, I'm saying is, you know, I see what Tucker's saying, diehard Patriots fans, but for the last 15, 16 years, they've won. It's a lot easier to be a fan of that team than a team like Cleveland.
The Dolphins,
the Chargers.
Did anybody see that video of Cleveland losses mixed with the Adele Hello song?
Yeah, I did see it.
It was really good. It's worth your while if you're on close to a computer. Look up Adele Hello Cleveland Browns, because it really puts it into perspective. It does.
It's just a different. I remember. I'm old enough to remember. I'm the oldest one here, probably the oldest one in the chat. I remember when the Pats were bad. They had their diehard fans, but it helps to be a diehard fan when your team wins. You see the Chargers when they're winning. That stadium is full of Charger fans. They're even buying the really terrible seats. If not, this week it was a sea of orange, and people are going, "Oh, look at how they don't support the team." Well, you have your owner openly campaigning to go to Los Angeles. If I was there, my team was 3-8 at the time. I'd probably say, "Okay, if I can sell my seats for $200 a ticket to the Bronco fans, I'd probably do it too."
And there's so many people that Colorado people that live in California, so yeah. it's a huge
melting pot. But
the West Coast, I would say, states in general, like, it's so transient. Like, you could live in Washington and root for Denver or Seattle if you want to. It doesn't matter. Like, you're just like, hey, I'm a San Francisco fan because I'm out here and I have no home.
I forgot. Ed reminded me he's the same age as me. So
yeah.
Anyway, he said he'd be a Browns fan since he's a Padres fan for the pain and suffering. But anything else happened in the NFL that you guys want to talk about this week? Anything? Mike, your team almost won the game against Baltimore. You lost to Matt Schaub.
Yeah, Russ said, your eyes can lie to you. Our eyes lie to us. Tannehill is not good. You gave him $100 million. He barely got 90 yards this week.
So you got Tannehill, and
we want a refund.
Dominic Sue. I mean, you got those two guys tied up to big contracts, and are they performing how you want them to perform?
I say this every year. Get rid of everybody.
Well, burn the whole place down.
Well, I was going to say, I was Sue watching.
Sue hasn't really stomped. I said Sue hasn't stepped on anybody, so I suppose that's a positive.
But anyway, I was talking about the Charger message board was talking about the end of the game. Von Miller kind of took a cheap shot on Rivers, and Rivers got up and got in his face and actually grabbed him. But none of the offensive linemen did anything. And I said, and of course,
they're all injured in the locker room.
Well, that's true, but you know, a lot of them were just the backup third string guys. But I was telling Russ, I go, I played hockey with people I couldn't stand who were on my team. I mean, really, literally could not stand them, but since they're on my team, they're on my team. If someone did something to them, I was there backing them up because they're on my team. Rivers should not. Exactly. Rivers should not have had to grab Von Miller by his jersey, and Von Miller should have been on his butt with a 350-pound offensive lineman pounding him into the ground. I mean, I'm not for violence, but in this game, you have to protect your quarterback, and that just showed me the Chargers have no heart. coach has no heart. And if I was Rivers, I'd rip up my contract and go somewhere else. End of sermon. this week we got Russ is still in first place at 119. You had 9 right this week, Russ. Matt and Mike tied for second, 117.
I'm still slightly ahead, though.
Oh, because of the bonus points?
Bonus points.
Do I have any bonus points?
You have 1. Russ and I have 2, and Matt leads with 3.
3. So I only have 1? All right, so far the bonus points don't count. But I'm at 107 with 8, but looking at this whole NFC thing, I could sweep the NFC. And we said, how much is that worth? It's worth 10 points each.
Ooh, man, so, that is some hot money. You can come back there you and go. Stomp us all.
There you go.
So,
the Super Bowl is going to kill me, though. Colts winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. That's sad. It's not going to happen.
Anyway, so that's it. Ready to get into these picks?
Let's do it. Let's start to the picks. That's what everybody tunes in for, right?
Hey, Jack, who do you have me down in the Super Bowl?
Goober.
Let's see.
Gomer.
New England versus the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
They still have a chance.
And not bad. New England winning.
Which would make Tucker happy.
And a lot of us mad.
Yeah. You're not gonna win, Russ. You're not gonna win.
Coming at you.
First up, we have the Vikings versus the Cards. Adrian Peterson was not happy with his offensive coordinator, Mr. Norv Turner, this last week. He's been Norved. So I'm going to go the Arizona Cardinals. I think they win this game. Russell.
I'm right there with you.
Well, thank you. That makes me happy. Oh, I forgot to say, this show and many other shows like this are made possible by you. The people at Patreon. So you can go to Patreon.com/JayandJack and help us out any way you can, or you can go on iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We have great shows like The Walking Dead with 3 Stupid Guys, The Ramblecast, The Survivor with Colleen, Jack, and Cindy, Colleen, Jack, and Jay, The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy, The Leftovers Podcast, and hey, we've got to push HBO to bring the show back for a third season. My wife tells me every Amazing Race podcast to write the podcast down so I remember them all, but I don't. Lost Podcast and many, many, many more. So anyway, thanks for helping us out. Matt, you're up next.
Yeah, I'm going with Arizona as well. So
how come no one reminded me of the Patreon thing? Usually it's Mike.
I usually wait for the end.
Okay.
Everybody's waiting for that pins and needles. You don't want to.
I kind of. Now everyone's stopped tuning in because they went to Patreon.
I heard the Patreon pitch. I'm out of here.
And by the way, you'll probably hear a commercial sometimes before the podcast, during the podcast. They're put in by blog.
I'll actually be doing commercial too.
Well, that's good. You kind of have a hat on there that looks like look like NASCAR there. What's the hat say?
Actually, it's a Jewel Grain Company. It's where I grew up in Jewel, Ohio. So
Jewel, Ohio.
Yeah. Shout out to my hometown there.
There you go.
Right outside Defiance.
Defiance?
Defiance. Yep. I was born in Defiance.
Wow. So you just came out angry.
I was like, I am defiant. I will not stand for this. And then, worse yet, where I grew up was called Independence. So I was raised in Independence.
Come on, you're making all this stuff.
No, I kid you not. I kid you not. Now, here's one more thing. The elementary school that I went to is North Richland Adams, but everybody called it NRA. So my elementary school was
Defiant, Independence, NRA. That all fits.
So I rebelled and became an artist. So I still rock the Jewel hat.
Wow.
Yep. A little side story there.
You're in the Midwest, so NRA would probably fit, right?
Sure. Yeah. I'm pulling all that gun money to our show. So you'll hear me pitch it later.
Okay. And Mike, you're going with?
Sweep.
Sweep the Cards. Next up is Russ. Bills versus Eagles. This is a tough game. Will Chip Kelly pull out all the stops?
What's the spread on this, Mike?
It is 0 point spread, so it's a pick 'em.
Ooh. Yeah. Do we have a rule about that? Mm. Do we do over-unders on that, or?
So hope.
The rule is it makes it tougher for us to pick.
Hopefully we have a 50-50 split.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Philadelphia.
The going Eagle.
Going with a hot hand. This is one of those games where they're just going to lay an egg. I'm going with Buffalo.
You know, both teams still have a chance for the playoffs. Eagles have a chance to win their division. They climb up to almost 500. Mike, you're picking?
I'm going to ensure there's going to be a 50-50 pick here, so I will pick Buffalo.
Yeah, when I was writing this down, I go, who do I want? Who do I think is going to win? This is like, it doesn't matter who I pick. The other team's going to win. So I'm going to take the Eagles. I don't know why. It's at home, but I know that doesn't matter. All the reason I'm picking the Eagles because it's at home. If it was in Buffalo, I'd pick Buffalo. Both teams are pretty inconsistent, so.
That's true, but you know, having said that, the Eagles just won. They're on this like, we beat the Patriots. We're the greatest. Deshaun Jackson, let's go do something.
Yeah, Buffalo just beat J.J. Watt, and nobody beats J.J. Watt.
No. Well, I picked Houston, so there's that. Seattle, next up is Matt. Seattle versus B-more with Matt Schaub, who just beat the Dolphins and their $100 million quarterback.
Seattle's going to win. I mean, they decimated Minnesota. Who saw that coming? I was totally thinking Minnesota had that. They just annihilated them.
Did any of us pick Seattle?
Yeah. Mike, the smart guy this Seattle. Week. Or last week, if you must
the
know.
The one person. Honestly, every game feels like go down to like last minute. It almost seems like every game's going to overtime.
So your drunk picks is there's no science to it.
Do you get drunker as, because you're drinking beer, right? You have your beer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you get drunker as the picks, so as the longer the podcast, do you have more alcohol?
These
what
podcasts
do you have there?
Go pretty long.
What do you have there? You have milk there, Matt?
No, eggnog with whiskey.
Eggnog, okay, eggnog with whiskey. Russ, you're drinking?
Oh, and I would just like to point out
nothing,
that...
I drank too much earlier.
Okay, that's nice.
I would like to point out that Tim thought behind Matt looks like a wampa hide. I don't know.
Oh,
but
nice.
I suggested it before the show.
Yeah, you did.
I'm drinking Hawaiian Punch water enhancers.
Drinks. In honor of Star Wars, Matt killed a wampa.
Killed a wampa.
Just killed Jar Jar.
I wish I could. I couldn't find him. I think he was in Bantha Voodoo. Anyway.
Oh, Jinx. You owe me an eggnog with a whiskey. Mike, you're up next.
I'll go to Seattle.
Seattle. Yeah, I don't see Baltimore winning this game.
Roll over.
And yeah. Russ?
I'll take Seattle.
Mike, you're up next. It's the 49ers versus the Browns. Another barn burner. I wish I had a ticket for that one.
The return of Jonathan Football to the starting quarterback. Cleveland.
Is he starting?
Yep.
Yeah.
Regressive season.
So cue the Adele music.
Yeah, he's starting.
He's done with his timeout.
His punishment is over.
All right, so you're picking the Browns.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, this changes things. I didn't know he was starting. So I'm going to go the 49ers.
No.
I don't know. It's one of those games. Actually, I'm kind of rooting for the Browns because the Chargers get a higher draft choice.
Right.
If the Browns start winning, but...
But you're picking San Francisco.
I got to go 49ers. I don't know why.
The Browns
have let me down. It's like the Browns, Lions, Chargers, they've all let me down this year, so the hell with them. I'm picking 49ers.
Well, when you have a chance to pick Blaine Gabbert, you got to go with Blaine Gabbert.
It's Blaine Gabbert. You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. And Russ, you're going with?
He's still wondering about how I could go to elementary school.
Did you take Matt's cold medicine?
Colleen loves these long pauses.
Yeah. She goes in through an...
I'll go with Cleveland.
Cleveland. And Matt?
I'm taking Cleveland.
Wow, I'm alone on an island.
I don't think those 49ers can travel very well, but hey, it's your pick.
I'm like Arrow.
Yeah, Arrow.
We have the same gym, everything. So, next up is me, Lions versus the Rams. Wow. You know, it's funny, they were talking about the Lions getting back into the playoffs when they were beating Green Bay.
Right.
Oh, well. Yeah. I'm going to take the Lions. The Rams are terrible. Nick Foles is terrible. I don't know how Jeff Fisher still has a job. The guy's terrible. He's a cheap shot artist. I'm going to go with the Lions.
And
I'm going to say right now, no way Jeff Fisher survives the move from St. Louis to Los Angeles.
He's done. Can we just say he's done? Like he's had a horrible.
He's like a cockroach though. He always comes back. You can't kill him.
He's with the Goodell bot. Like
I think so.
They just have a Fisher clone that they just pop out. Like, oh, we need a coach to fill this. Oh yeah, he'll do. Yeah, he's a warm body.
Yeah. So he's got that porn stash. So we got to have him. He's great for the press conferences.
Russ, go ahead.
So what?
Make your pick before
happens if San Diego? What happens if San Diego fires their coach?
You're breaking up, Russ. Look into the flowers. Speak into the mic, Russ. Russ. All right, let's move on to Mike. Matt? Who are you going with?
Matt. What happened to Russ?
I am.
We can't hear you. Okay, you're going with who?
I'm going with Detroit.
Who'd you hear
me?
Like every other word, Russ. Who are you going with?
Detroit.
Okay. Mike, you're going with?
I'm going with the stash. I'm going with St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Wow.
The Rams going with the stash. Russ, you're up next. It's Tennessee versus the Jets. Marcus Mariota. Russ, can't hear you. Why don't you hang up and come back? Jets. Okay, good.
Jets.
Okay. Why don't you?
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing because everybody in the chat keeps wondering what Russ is doing. They keep talking about that you might be doing Sudoku or crossword puzzles, word searches.
Is that what that is?
They're guessing what you're doing. And those of you that just listened to our podcast, we also do a live YouTube feed, which you can search for Three Stupid Guys.
I'm glad you pointed out, 'cause I'm seeing this at the corner of my eye going, what the hell are they talking about?
So, my God.
You'd really do mess out if you're not watching this show live, because it's just pure entertainment.
You never know what we're going to make fun of, and Russ is... We waiting for you. You're part of it. You're part of the stupid guys. So
yeah, there we go. So Russ went Jets. Matt, you're going with the...
I'm going Jets, reluctantly.
And Mike?
Yeah, Jets. Jets sound good.
Have we lost you, Mike? Had you just lost all your enthusiasm?
Sorry, my crossword puzzle was more entertaining. It was like seven words across.
Mine was four words across, and the answer was Jets.
Jets.
There you go.
Swept it clean. Nobody believes in the Titans.
I'm trying to keep it. I forgot about the Titans.
Keeping it snappy. Keeping it zippy.
Let's see. Matt, you're up next. Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati. Pittsburgh coming off a big win against someone's home team. It wasn't even close.
I know. I got to just say this. I didn't watch the fourth quarter.
Was it Antonio Brown that did that weird celebration?
Where
he kind of had sex with the goalpost?
Yeah.
I thought he was having sex with it. Like, It's late tonight. I think we could say he was having sex with the goalpost.
I'm just glad I missed it. I missed out on the entire fourth quarter, and I missed out on the... It's kind of like when you hear about a Kardashian story. You're like, I'm glad I didn't read that. So I'm glad I didn't look at that picture.
I got to bring this one up. Ed said, four letters across, what's the name of a bad podcaster? Starts with R. Because it could have been any of us. Luckily, you put the R on there.
Four letters.
I'm stupid, but all of our names start with four letters. So, I mean, it's four letters long.
Start with M, you would have 50-50 chance.
Anyway, so Matt, you're going with...
Pittsburgh. Wow. I'm going with Pittsburgh. They annihilated the Colts. Roethlisberger is on some kind of adrenaline. I don't know. They just keep pumping him full of drugs. And the big talk that everybody wanted to talk about, Ben Roethlisberger, he took himself out of the game. And but, you know, I thought they covered that topic pretty well. You know, they
Yeah.
You know, if you listen to any of their talk about it.
Was anyone surprised that all the commercials on the NFL over the weekend were they had the commercial for the movie Concussion?
Yeah.
Truth.
I said, how did the NFL not squash that one?
Right. I
they
wondered.
They like your money.
I guess money doesn't matter. Hey, we're getting bashed by this movie. That's okay. We're making money on it.
I think we're pretty good.
I think Roger Goodell is going to come out looking pretty bad on this one. Anyway, he's another cockroach. How does he survive this one?
I don't know.
He hasn't given up on the Brady thing. I see they're still doing that thing.
I have no idea.
That might be his final downfall, really. I mean, maybe that's his Achilles heel that they're finally like, okay, enough. Everybody, like even Ursay at that point is like, I'm voting you out, man.
Yeah. I don't know if I am or not because I'm pretty intoxicated, but...
But Jerry Jones, who just gave me some really good drugs.
Yeah, Jerry Jones. There's
told me to vote.
He's a pretty, Jerry Jones, pretty stand-up guy. So I got to go with what he says. Mike, you're going with
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. I'm also going Cincy. Russ.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Wow. You guys picked with my
all
heart,
of that.
But I was picking with this. Yeah,
you're now.
I have to root for him, which is
you're now Arrow.
Now it becomes bad. Part of the show where Russ convinced you to switch your pick.
All right, so next up is Mike, the Colts versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville Jaguars, who are on fire.
So can I get a little inside info from Matt? Do you think Luck comes back this week?
No, I don't think. All
right, Jacksonville.
Yeah, I was going to pick the Jags even if he was coming back.
Wow. That hurt.
Sorry.
You just have to think of a Matt Hasselbeck fan.
Yeah. I usually support other people with hair challenged, but I can't take Matt Hasselbeck. Sorry, Matt.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The other Matt.
That's the way I started wearing this hat.
It happens. Matt, you're going with sticking with the home team?
Oh, I'm sticking with my team. Yeah,
they can beat the Jags.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, I picked with my brain last week, and by picking Pittsburgh, I just didn't think that I just didn't have a good feeling about it. So, but Jacksonville, doable. They can win this.
Yeah,
so, they need to.
You mean Jacksonville or the Colts?
The Colts.
Okay,
they can win in Jacksonville. They can win. Sorry.
Got you.
My brain and my mouth, they don't always speak the same.
I have that same problem. Next up, I'm going to guarantee this win. This is my lock of the week. San Diego versus Kansas City. I'm picking Kansas City. No way Chargers beat. There's no way they can beat them. They just don't. They don't match up against them. Rivers is going to get sacked probably 8 times. We should probably do a side bet on that.
I think this is in our zone here, isn't this at 10?
Ding, 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 ding. 10-point spread.
10-point spread?
Magical 10 points.
But I don't see anyone picking San Diego. I'd still pick Kansas City.
So anybody picking San Diego?
Why don't we do the sack thing?
Sack we're instead talking of about points?
Sack's or... worth 2 points, 3 points, whatever you guys want to do. We can do this. Is anyone going to pick – right now, is anyone picking San Diego straight?
No.
No.
Russ? We lose you again. So I'm going to assume Russ is going to pick his home team.
Maybe he is frozen. He is frozen.
He's frozen in time. Anyway, so.
One, no, no. Two. Oh, are you back?
There he's moving. He's moving. He's alive. He's alive, people. Russ is alive.
No, we don't need that. We've lost him. I mean, that's what happens when we make fun of Russ.
I like Mike, Princess Elsa, a.k.a. anyway, so I'm going to assume Russ picked Kansas City. We'll move on from there. Go ahead.
All right. I think San Diego can cover the 10 points, though.
You're going to pick San Diego? All right, so you're going to take San Diego plus 10.
Yeah, they're not the most explosive offense, the Chiefs.
Okay.
You have to remember, Alex Smith's only thrown 2 yards down the field all night.
That's all it takes against the Chargers. Russ, you wanted Kansas City, right?
Taking Kansas City, yeah.
Do Do you want the plus 10 or minus 10? It's a plus game. So you want San Diego getting 10 or minus 10?
You know what? I think San Diego will cover.
All right, so you're taking the plus 10.
I think it'll be close.
Matt?
Oh, this is tough.
Are we counting Kansas City winning as a point, or we're not counting that at all?
We're counting that. We all pick Kansas City.
Yeah, this is the bonus point. And since I got a bonus point, I'm taking Kansas City to. Ah, man, that's tough. But it's like San Diego. It's like, how good could they be, right, Jack? I mean,
Before you make your pick, the Chargers just signed, because they're down to two receivers, they just signed Vincent Brown, who they cut like 3 years ago, and I don't even know if he's been playing the last couple of years. They just signed him to the team.
Doesn't sound too good. Can he read still? Like,
I don't know. About this. I don't know. I said, I wish we were still in playoff contention because we just signed Vincent Brown. Come on,
coming from the podcast now. I'll. I hate to stick with Mike and Russ on this, but I'm taking San Diego to cover.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the only one taking Kansas City. I'm taking Kansas City.
Take it, Jack.
Tell the truth. Do you know something about San Diego?
he's down with Vincent Brown, man.
I watched because everyone keeps going, are you still watching? Yep. Why? Because I paid to watch the Chargers play. I'm going to watch the damn game. I paid to watch it. I'm watching it. It's as tough as it was to watch the game. I watch every single minute of it. Next up is Washington versus Chicago, and it's Russ. You're up next. Chicago. Hey, anyone see Cutler get slammed to the ground and no call?
Mm-mm.
No one saw it. He got tossed down like a rag doll.
Oh, wow.
No call.
So it happens. It happens to other quarterbacks out there.
Yeah. Russell.
I'll take Washington.
Washington. Matt.
Taking Chicago.
Mike.
Even though they lost Martellus Bennett to injured reserve, I'm gonna go with Chicago here.
Chicago. Man, I really want to pick Washington. I mean, Kirk Cousin.
Had him in that game.
I'm going to go Washington. I don't know why. I'm guaranteeing a Chicago win here.
Wow. We split this one.
Yeah. Next up is Matt, Atlanta versus Carolina, who is 12-0. They've already won their division, right?
Yeah, they have.
Yep.
Still picking Carolina here, so there's enough dancing Cam to go all around.
All right, do we start? We start talking about, okay, if it gets down to the 15th week, the final game, does Cam Newton play, or do they bring in Sorgi?
No, I think Cam plays. There's no way that Cam pulls himself out of the game. I think he's that.
You see that scene where he wanted to give?
I think they're going to try and get the record.
Do you see that scene where he was going to give the kid the ball, and the field judge took the ball away from him, said no, and threw it to the other guy, and so he went and got the ball and then gave it to the kid?
Huh.
I said, come on, guy, give him the ball.
Yeah.
He gave it to a kid.
No ball for you. Yeah.
Anyway.
So what happens when pucks fly out of games that you're roughing? Do people catch those and sign them? And like...
Well, it depends if they get hit in the face with them or something like that. But right. Sometimes they'll keep them. Sometimes they throw them back. It just depends. I don't know.
I want the game puck. Does anybody ever want the game puck?
I've stolen a few pucks, and I know Russ has stolen a few pucks. They have their logo on it.
Like this one,
NC State.
Yeah.
I took that puck. I demanded. I said, hey, give me that puck. So the scorekeeper goes... I already gave the game puck. I go, no, I'm taking that one. Give me the puck.
No, I'm taking this one.
We had a tournament puck I took. Took that tournament puck.
Nice.
I got a Duke puck up there. But some of these schools have this cheap pucks. I go, where's your logo? Why don't you have your logo on your puck? They go, people keep taking them. I hate when you can't trust people like that.
Those people, you know what I mean? Oh. Hey, by the way, do you got any of those pucks lying around? Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, I want to get a whole thing put up in here where they have like puck holders where you can just put the pucks up there. But It's kind of hard to
have. The puck stops here. Do you ever say that?
I say it all the time.
Okay.
Puck off.
Well, not to get pucked off. I have no segue. But I wanted to mention.
I was going
to
say, I would imagine like people go up to like Jack and Russ after games. Stupid guy. Hey, stupid guy. Can you get your autograph, stupid guy?
No, they just say. Yeah. Actually, they say stupid ref.
Oh.
If you say, hey, correction, stupid guy.
Yeah, stupid guy. You suck, ref. Yeah, I do. So.
I just wanted to say, after ice skating, taking my family ice skating over the weekend, gained a new appreciation for people that ice skate. Not that I didn't have an appreciation, but man, that is a workout. Like, I worked muscles in my back and legs that I never knew I had. I was like, oh my gosh, I need a nap. 2 hours on the ice with kids, just like, forget about it. Kids put themselves to bed.
It
was
great.
Intense.
That's why I always laugh when people come up to her. They go, how much is it? For how long? I go, the average person only skates about a half hour. Oh, it's not true. They skate like 20 minutes going, I'm so tired.
Yeah. it's a workout.
Most people don't walk anywhere. They get in their car. They drive down to the mailbox. Nobody does any exercise anymore. I mean, the NFL every week has to do that. Play 60 every day. I'm sorry. I hate to be one of those old guys, but you never had to tell my generation, "Hey, go outside and play." Now, of course, if we had the technology that they have today, well, then yeah, we'd have to have the NFL tell us, "Go play outside." Anyway, I think we're losing Russ.
Yeah, well, hats off to you guys and what you do, because I don't know. I had a lot of fun, but it is intense. It's a full body workout, that's for sure.
Well, the last game we reffed, it was a terrible game, but I had to break up a fight, and I almost threw the guy on the ground. I actually held him. I grabbed him like this, but as I threw him, he wasn't that great a skater, and I almost threw him on the ground. So I had to hold him up. I think doing so, I wrenched my back. So my back hurt for like two. I said, it shouldn't be. I haven't skated that hard today. I mean, it's mostly just standing around. And this one team has this old coach. He looks like he's like 90, but he's only like 60-something. And as the teams were going through the cell, after they scored a goal, they hadn't won a game all year. So they scored a goal, they're doing high fives, they go through the line, they go through the teams. He goes, I'd like to find the guy who started this and shoot him in the blanking head. So he's very old school. I go,
yeah.
I go, yeah? And he goes, yeah, shoot him in his blanking head. They act like they haven't won a game all year. What the blank are they doing? This is Mary Matt. I would tell you what he was saying, but he's just going on and on. And I'm just laughing. I just thought it was the funniest thing. Act like you've been there before. I go, do you know my dad? Anyway, Mike, you're going with
Carolina. Keep the win streak going.
Okay. Yeah, I think Carolina wins this game. Atlanta.
Yeah, you know it's bad for Atlanta when there's talk about, Matt Ryan is still our starting quarterback.
He still is.
Yeah, some people are like, what was I listening to? And they were questioning whether he was lead or not, and he's like, he's never going to win. It's like one of those things when you're playing well, you're great, but when you're – but he's always had that problem, though.
And I forget if it was Julio Jones or the other receiver said, who else are we going to turn to?
So that's support.
Yeah.
Well, who is their backup?
Jim Sorgi.
No.
Jim Sorgi is always the answer, just so you know.
Yeah. It's right
up there. Who is their backup? Seriously, who is their backup, do you know?
Let me get on my computer here.
Who's the backup for
Now,
tune in next week when we find out.
It's Charlie Whitehurst plays for the Colts, right?
Yeah, and
that's why I'm leaning towards the Jags, because Clipboard Jesus might play.
Yeah, he almost came in on the game the other night. I tweeted out, put your clipboard down, Jesus.
He threw four of eight passes.
Oh, yeah, that's right, he did. He came on for a couple passes there, and then.
Clipboard Jesus, okay. Man.
He made an appearance.
You know what's funny about that is that they were talking about on the NFL channel on Time Warner, they keep flipping to different games. And so they were talking about that game. And the one guy who was commentating goes, and Charlie Whitehurst, who has better years with San Diego, and I'm going like, dude, he never even played in San Diego. How can that be his better years?
Well, he did do some. He did play there in preseason, but he never played. I mean, he might have played down here or there, but he never played.
Well, the guy said he had his better years in San Diego. I'm going, maybe he didn't get hurt. I guess that's probably his better years. But
to be fair, he looked really good on the sidelines. I mean, his beard was trimmed. He was, you know, he looked like Jesus. That's how he got his name. He literally, if you saw him, I don't know, does he still have his beard and stuff, Matt?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, so if you see him with his long hair, and
he had his hair pulled back though.
Oh, did he?
That's
disappointing.
Well, he's getting his helmet put on, so he probably had
pulled it back. Maybe that's what it was. So, okay.
I only saw him very briefly, and then I got onto Twitter, and I was like, blah 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 blah. I'm on Twitter, you know.
Oh, before I forget, Mike set up a Twitter account. Do you want to give out the Twitter account handle, Matt?
Mike, three
stupid guys, all spelled out. No numbers like our email, so just confuse you guys. Our email is 3 stupid guys with a number.
Yeah.
The sports talk with.
We actually have a new email address.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. But I don't have it here in front of me. So
okay.
All right, back to the Twitter. Twitter is 3 stupid guys.
Just tweet us. Yeah.
Spelled out.
So the goal.
3 stupid guys.
The goal is for one of us each week to pick a game that we're watching, and we'll just tweet from that feed.
Yeah.
And you can get our thoughts, the stupid guys' thoughts on what's going on during the game.
I'd love to see Russ on Twitter. I know some fans would like to see that too.
He doesn't know how to work it.
Hey, Jack. I might have to come over and use your Twitter.
Twitter? I barely knew her.
He had some bad tacos at Hamburgers tonight.
Yeah, I think you can pass on that. There's Twitter everywhere, Russ. You can use any Twitter. There's
you can get Twitter on your phone. That's what I do.
Yeah.
He heard you had Pepto Bismol by your Twitter.
There's Twitter outside. There's Twitter. You know, you can use any Twitter. Tree's good for Twitter. Russ, you're picking Atlanta versus Carolina?
Oh, I took Carolina.
Okay.
Swept that clean.
Hey, what's the spread in that game out of curiosity?
7.5 for Carolina.
Carolina.
Well, they still have Matt Ryan, so. I can't believe it's only 7.5.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Carolina's they're not killing people. I mean, they gave
up,
but they're scoring a lot of points.
They were talking about how great the defense was. When I was watching them play against the Saints, the announcer said, he goes, you know, this Carolina defense is so good. And at that point, I think New Orleans had scored 39 points. I go, what am I missing here? 39 points? It's like John Clayton saying something like that. I could see John Clayton. Maybe John Clayton was the announcer.
Yeah. Oh, probably.
Here we go.
Don't get me started. I think I did follow John Clayton on 3 Stupid Guys, didn't I?
But, of course, he didn't follow back because here are all the bad stuff you've been saying.
Well, too bad, John. Too bad.
I'm going to block you now.
The only thing we're missing from this podcast is a slice of cheese and a Jimmy Kimmel reference.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, right. The Jimmy Kimmel.
Did anybody here retweet and like my Jimmy Kimmel thing?
I'm doing that now.
Thank you.
Russ has been retweeting that all day.
Yeah. Well, I know the 3 stupid guys did because I went on there and did it. I didn't beg for a retweet this week because Jay's like going, it makes us look desperate. I go, it's all in fun. We're just having fun.
It's been 4 or 5 weeks. Do you want to shoot a little lower? Maybe go for like Chewy or something?
It's just ridiculous. It's a simple. All I have to do is send a message. Even if you're not following someone, you can DM them and say, hey, stop bugging me. The answer is no. And I won't say anything. I won't say, hey, Jimmy Kimmel's a big jerk. He said no. Well, I might say that.
That's reserved for John Clayton.
Becky did. I give Becky credit. She did retweet it. So she was one of the people that did retweet it and didn't even have to be asked to retweet it. So thank you, Becky.
Becky actually got mentioned on the podcast by Jack. That hasn't happened in at least 3 years.
No, I said it earlier when I disagreed with her on the face mask penalty.
Becky, ten more retweets and Jack will unblock you.
I don't have her blocked. And Mike, did Mike do it? No. Matt didn't do it. But no.
I just did it.
So if you have a Twitter account, go to Jay and Jack and Twitter. Next week I thought it was funny. I used every one of the numbers in the tweet. The loss numbers in the tweet.
Oh, nice.
I don't think anybody got it but me. I think I was the only one because Jimmy Kimmel's a fake loss fan.
Oh, he wow.
Fake
loss fan. Throwing down the microphone.
In fact, that might be the next comment I make to him. Wow. Thanks for being we don't want fake loss fans on the podcast anyway, Jimmy. Fake.
I think next week you have to go. I've tweeted you 108 times.
I don't know if we're gonna get through these picks.
Next up is Mike. New Orleans versus the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are on fire.
I will go Tampa.
That's a high price for corn.
Winston's looked pretty good these last few weeks. I'm gonna go with Tampa.
And my daughter and future son-in-law will be at the game.
Oh.
I'm going with Tampa Bay.
Are they rooting for Tampa Bay?
I believe no. He's a
Saints fan. They're just rooting for like 80-degree weather and sun. I think
my future son-in-law is a Saints fan.
Oh, okay. So he'll be rooting for Saints.
Our family league. We have a family league, and my initial name was Saints Suck. But then I changed it because Jay's in last place, and his name is Walter Pex from Ghostbusters. Yeah. So now I've changed it to the last place Pex.
Walter Pex, better team.
No, they're not terrible. I didn't even set my roster this week, and I think I won.
Tampa Bay, Russ, who are you picking?
Teabags.
Okay, nice.
All right, let's sweep it clean because I can't trust those Saints.
Okay. Next up is me, the Raiders versus Denver's defense. Osweiler, I'm not sold on him. I don't know if you guys saw. He's okay, but I'm not thinking anything special. I think I'm going to go Denver because it's at home, and their defense will score a touchdown, and they have too much defense. So I'm going Denver. Russell?
I'll take Denver.
Picking a lot of the same things, but I'm taking Denver here. I'm all in on the Osweiler thing, so I think Osweiler's going to be huge there. They're going to cut Peyton.
Did we lose Tucker? I haven't seen Tucker respond in a while.
We got distracted.
Okay.
We're lucky anybody's still with us.
Thanks for sticking with us on year two of and stupid Mike, guys.
Mike, you're going with?
I want to go with Oakland, figuring the upset, and then they'll start like the Peyton Manning. Bring back Manning, but that defense is too good in Denver. I'm going to go Denver.
All right, Manning comes back. Does he get his job back, or does he stick?
Does he pass over 100 yards?
No,
he won't. Only play him in the first quarter. That's it. After that, he can't be trusted.
He's going to be the short yardage quarterback.
Short yardage. The tried and true. The well point after attempt.
No, because I could get a penalty and push it back 5 yards. So, no, I don't think I'd use him. Next up is Russ, Dallas versus Green Bay. Dallas still has a chance to win the division.
They're one game back of 5-7.
Yeah, I'm going to take Green Bay.
Ooh.
Matt, we keeping you up there, Matt?
Times. I'm picking Green Bay. Green Bay all the way. Come on, get back on the Mike. Cheap Bay wing bandwagon.
Yeah, Olivia Mott messaged me and said, if I don't pick Green Bay, she's going to stop listening to podcasts, so I have to go to Green Bay here.
Yeah, she did say, she did tweet, is it possible to lose your voice screaming so much? And I said, huh. And I wanted to say, are you talking about football? But I didn't want to hurt Mike's chances.
You didn't want to lose a listener.
I didn't want to lose a listener, plus I didn't want to hurt your chances, Mike. So I took one for the team and said, no, I'm not going to make that crude joke. I'm just not going
to
do that.
So you went to three super guys and said, tweeted off of me.
I did, yeah. All right, clean sweep. I'm going Green Bay. Next up is Matt, the Patriots versus Houston. Could the Patriots lose 3 in a row? And oh, my gosh.
They'll
be saying fire Belichick.
Impossible.
Is Frankenstein playing?
No, I don't think he is. I don't think Gronkowski's back.
He's not back, huh?
That's what I had heard.
Gronk's not.
Special tight end, Scott Chandler.
I'm picking the Patriots. No way they lose 3 in a row. And to Houston, I mean, they're not that great. I know it's Sunday Night Football and all, but Yeah, I'm picking New England.
Mike?
Never pick against the Patriots.
So
unlike we all did in the preseason, picking the Miami Dolphins. Well,
that was the if you bet the house on that, I apologize.
Except Russ, who's going to get 10 points off of that.
Anyone that took my advice and said, "Hey, bet everything on the Miami Dolphins," I'm sorry. I was sold on Tannehill. I'm going to take the team that's going to have the best tight end on the field.
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt. I'm taking Houston.
Wow, Jack with the upset.
The offensive line for Pats looks pretty bad. He doesn't have his weapons. They're dropping the ball. Got J.J. Watts on the field.
They lose three in a row, though. I mean, the sky's falling for Patriots fans.
Oh, it'll be bad. Well, because they have to win this game. Because right now, they're in third place. But if they win out, they're guaranteed a second spot because Denver and Cincinnati play each other.
Oh, I see.
So one of them's going to have to lose.
But if they lose three in a row, though, and on Sunday Night Football, that could just be like a star going supernova and then turns into a black hole of just
You'll have Patriots fans saying, go ahead and suspend Brady now. We think he did it.
I actually found the phone, repaired it. Here you go.
Russ, you're going with?
I'll take the Patriots.
I'm the lone guy. I'm again Arrow.
You've had a couple of these lone picks this week.
What do I have to lose?
Yeah, he's in last place, you know.
No, but I had Houston pick before we even talked about it. This is my upset special.
Just a little preview. New England's going through like the gauntlet of hell after Houston. They play Tennessee, the Jets, and then Miami. I don't know if they're going to survive that gauntlet.
Wow. Right there. Yeah, I think they'll be okay.
But you know, right now, I don't think the Chargers could beat we play Miami, in 2 weeks?
I don't think
we beat them.
Where's the game at? In Miami or San Diego?
Finally a San Diego game.
I don't think we beat them, though.
I hope you beat us. I want a higher draft pick.
I hope we lose.
Speaking of beating Miami, bum, 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 Monday night
game. And it's Mike, right?
Sorry, America, for this horrible national TV game. Giants versus Miami.
Don't worry, it's Monday Night Football. The last 2 minutes will be awesome.
Are the Dolphins going to wear their old orange jerseys? Fluorescent.
I was hoping
jerseys?
They would just wear brown paper bags over their heads.
That's the new helmet.
You got Tannehill. It's Monday night.
Yeah, Tannehill's playing for Miami. I'm going to go into Giants here.
Okay. Oh, God. Giants are bad, too. I got to go the Giants, though.
It's like voting.
It is.
These two teams right here, it's like voting.
Either way, we're screwed. Okay. Russ, you're going with?
I'll take the Giants.
And Matt, you're going to take the Arrow?
Sounds like everybody's going Giants. Oh, man, it's tempting to take Miami.
Luckily, I picked after Matt this week because Matt always fools me. It makes me pick Miami.
Do it.
Coward.
I have a chance.
The point spread is zero.
Watch Arrow. Arrow is not a coward. Arrow is not a coward.
Don't you use this Arrow logic on me? What? Damn it. I'm taking Giants. There's no way Miami.
You're North Turnering the pick right now.
I've Norv Turner this whole show. Well, no, actually, Russ, you did with your late arrival and all of that jazz.
That's okay.
We forgive you.
We're all fun and games.
I was on Canadian time.
That's what I said.
We all said it.
We're waiting on Canadian bacon to sizzle.
All right, guys, we're all done for today. We're finished. We're done with the show. There's no Walking Dead, thank God, because we wouldn't be done until 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'd like to thank Eknar Gladfelter.
Eknar Richter Gladfelter and Tack from Tokyo, a couple special patrons, and help us out. And if you'd like to help us out again, go to Patreon.com/JayandJack and help us out. Next week, the Merry Man Crew is going to do a commentary of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I thought it was Battleship commentary.
No, Battleship. I actually put it to a vote, and Battleship won. Rudolph the Red-Nosed. It's a slaughter. Jay didn't want to do it, but I.
Well, does J,
Well, you don't want to do it. You don't want to make a podcast about a reindeer. Are you kidding me?
We're gonna watch. We're gonna watch it.
That's my impression of the work elf. Which, by the way, I think behind the scenes, Santa. I think there's a dentist. There's a lot going on behind the scenes between Santa and the elf foreman. There's labor union talks that we don't know that's going on during this whole time. And like that's why the whole building's falling apart when the windstorm hits. You know, they're just not prepared because Santa hasn't prepared.
I'll save my Santa stuff for the married man.
That's my two bits.
It wouldn't be appropriate for this.
Screw the super guys.
You're gonna have to listen to the married man to find out what I think of the snowman, who is played by Burl Ives.
Burl Ives is the best part.
Yeah.
Teaser right there.
Sorry.
Ooh, it's cold. Ooh, it's cold. It's you're a snowman.
And how the hell does he walk, by the way?
I don't. He's just kind of slow.
He's like how
does he get his vest on?
One arm at a time.
I guess.
Like any other man, right, Russ?
So what is everyone's Christmas favorite Christmas movie or cartoon?
Home Alone.
I go with Die Hard.
Huh. I think
that's what the argument is. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah, I think it definitely could be, especially how it begins too, yeah, with the Run DMC and that's an awesome opening.
That's a long-running joke on the CBS Fantasy Football podcast. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah, you see it all the time.
Talking about that for 3 years.
What if there was a mashup though, where it was Die Hard plus It's a Wonderful Life? It's John McClane as you've never seen him before. He's actually just going to commit suicide, but an angel cop saves the day and makes him think what would happen if the Nagataki Plaza fell into the wrong
house. What's his wife's name? She changed her name to Mary.
Mary. That's great.
I'm coming, Mary.
And Zuzu's Petals is actually the name of the gun.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. This whole thing has been brought to you by Matt's Elementary School.
Oh, the cop's name is Clarence.
Clarence, yeah.
There you go, Clarence, the cop.
Well, they had Bert.
Bert.
The cop, actually.
Yeah, I think. One of
them. Yeah. Clarence.
But no, but Clarence would be the cop on.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't Bert the cab driver?
Well, there was Bert and Ernie. I think Ernie was the cab driver.
Don't you remember me, Bert?
Shut up, you damn stupid old lady! And he starts smacking people around like Jimmy Stewart does.
Mary!
Sorry, that's my favorite.
What's your favorite one, Matt?
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
Hmm. My favorite Christmas movie is Surviving Christmas.
Surviving Christmas.
Who's in that one?
Ben Affleck.
Are you lost? Okay, move on. What's his name?
Ben Affleck, James Gandolfini.
Okay, I think I know what movie you're talking about.
It's a funny movie.
Yeah, I think it's been a while since I've seen it.
The one I like is never on TV.
Yeah, Christina Applegate's in it. Pretty hot.
The one is never on TBS. Christmas Story. It's never on. I always look forward
it's never
to
on.
It. It's never on. It's like you look for it. I'm
24 hour marathon. Starting on
Christmas Eve,
like
all the way Christmas. It's never on. The worst part is I always catch it like halfway through. I go, ugh.
Yeah.
I'll have to wait an hour to catch the scene again.
It's not like I haven't seen it 100 times. But it's like you're gonna shoot your eye out, kid. That I like A Wonderful Life, and that's good too. But
way to go! You stole Matt's line 2 weeks from now for the to close out the show. You're gonna shoot your eye out, kid. See you next week.
As a kid, though, I used to like a Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, until I figured out Santa Claus is a racist.
And there's Grinch,
Old Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Those are all good.
Yeah,
I liked. I always liked the Bumble in it.
Oh yeah, I used to like a little drummer boy. The drummer boy.
Hmm. See, I would guess Jack is a bad Santa fan.
No,
Mike.
That's with what's his name?
Popcat.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah.
And we had Tim Judge chiming in. He said seconded Home Alone. And we had Becky couldn't choose between what to choose, so she went two choices, Special Forces 2003 and White Christmas.
Oh, classic.
She had two votes.
That would be a good mashup too, right? Am I right?
Dreaming of a white. Be more like
and
a red.
Red.
Be like, it'd be a red Christmas because all the blood on the snow.
That would be good. I like White Christmas. It gets me at the end when they I don't know. It's really sweet at the end of the movie. I don't know.
It's got Bing Crosby. How can you go wrong with Bing Crosby?
Unless sure.
Kids. Allegedly, I don't know if this came out later on that he was a bit abusive, but that was back in the day.
Don't hold us liable. Thanks, Tack from Tokyo, and
Eckhart Rittner Glatfelder.
I just thought that'd be kind of funny to put that with that.
It's out there. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Oh, it's okay. We'll talk probably more Christmas stuff when it gets closer, but good question there, Russ.
So are we done?
Nobody mentioned Christmas Vacation.
Oh, Christmas Vacation. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Oh, man. I might have changed my
vote. Yeah, I forgot about Christmas. That's a good.
Yeah, maybe about Christmas Vacation over Home Alone.
Danny Kaye's in the special forces movie.
I don't think you're allowed to change your pick.
All right, I'm sticking Home Alone then.
It costs you 5 points if you change your pick. I forgot about
that. No way I'm losing my Kansas City San Diego pick there.
I'm always a fan of Miracle on 34th Street. 35th Street's a different one. That's where you go get the hookers.
That would be 38th Street.
38th Street. You would know, I guess.
In Indianapolis.
Just letting the Indianapolis people. They already know. They already got that joke.
It's a cold winter.
So. Anyway,
I think
we're about at that that point.
Give us a line, Matt. Give us a line. Everybody's waiting for it.
Oh, great show, kid. That's one in a million. That one?
Exactly. Yeah. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
See you guys.
All right, bye.